これから2021年度第1回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Can I just say I absolutely love your coat?
Number 2. It's not much, but I hope you like it. Number 3.
Any exciting new projects on the horizon?
Number 4. I was wondering how to input my travel expenses into the system. Number 5.
Could I get an estimate before placing the order?
Number 6. Hi.Are you in line? Number 7.
For my PIN, do I use letters and numbers?
Number 8. Do we have any more butter?Number 9.
When is our book report due?
Number 10. I'm 59 now, so I'll be retiring next year. Two. Directions.You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
I'm calling to announce the results of the job interview. We'd like to offer you the position of senior engineer at our company.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say.
Just say yes.
Question. What will the man most likely do next? Number 12. We want to buy a house here, but housing prices in this area have been through the roof these past few years.
Oh, I know what you mean. Regular folks like us can't afford real estate here anymore.
I wonder what can be done to solve this problem. Question. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? Number 13.
I was really surprised when you said you were for nuclear power in class.
Yeah.I don't mind it as long as it's maintained well. If we had the technology for other alternatives, I'd be for that as well. But at the moment, that's just not a reality.
Wow. I thought since you are more left-wing, you'd be completely against it. I guess we can't assume a person's opinion just by their political views.
Question. Why was the woman surprised?Number 14.
I can't believe the government just passed another economic relief bill again.
Wait, isn't that a good thing? Families and households who are struggling can get direct payments.
Yeah, I know. But I'm scared we will have massive inflation afterwards, so even if we have money in our bank accounts, everything will cost more and our buying power will decrease.
Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 15.
Hi, I received an email saying an item is on back order. What does this mean?
It means that there is a temporary delay on your order because we are currently out of stock for that item in our current warehouse. As soon as the item is back in stock, we will ship your order.
Great, good to know. Thank you very much.
Question. What happened to the woman's order?Number 16.
I was thinking of holding the company trip at a resort. Maybe sometime in August?
I think August might be a little too hot and humid for some people. How about June? I think the weather is just right then.
But June is our busiest month at the office.
Question. How does the woman most likely feel about the man's suggestion?Number 17.
Hey, honey, I have an online work meeting at 1 o'clock today. What's your schedule like?
I have a team meeting around that time, too. I guess I'll use the dining room and you'll use the bedroom?
No, I want to be in the dining room. It's much warmer there.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?Number 18. My allergies have gotten much worse lately, and it's affecting my performance at work. Are there any other treatments besides just taking medicine?
We can give you allergy shots. You have to go in for a shot once a month. This treatment takes about a year, but in the long term, it's much more effective than regular prescription medicine.
Anything to get rid of these allergies once and for all. Let's do it.Question. What most likely is the relationship between the man and the woman? Number 19. I recently saw a documentary on animal testing, which questions the ethics of this practice. So lately, I've been trying to buy only products that don't test on animals.
I think for certain products, you can definitely avoid using animals. But I've heard that a lot of research for new drugs and medical treatments requires animal models.
But there is just no ethical justification for causing pain and suffering to animals when we have very sophisticated alternatives these days, like computer systems and mathematical models. Question.Which of the following best describes how the man feels about animal testing? Number 20.
This is probably one of the weirdest art exhibitions I've ever been to. None of these artworks make any sense.
I don't think they're supposed to. The paintings are supposed to make you question your sense of perspective.
Well, if that's the purpose, they definitely succeeded. Trying to make sense of anything here is giving me a headache.
Question. How does the woman feel about the art exhibition? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations.After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation.
You said automation will create a class of quote-unquote useless people. Many people have criticized you for using this term. Would you like to clarify for our readers what you meant by that?
Yes, of course. I purposely use provocative terms like useless to bring people's attention to this potential problem.
And what is this problem?
That automation will render a group of people economically useless. Of course, no human being is useless from the point of view of their loved ones, but from an economic perspective, with the widespread adoption of automation and AI, there will be a group of people deemed as useless economically. And, as an outsider who has studied this subject extensively, I'm trying to ask policymakers what sort of educational policies can the government put in place to prevent this from happening.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
Number 21. Who most likely is the man? Number 22. What was the man's explanation for why he used the term useless? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
Hey Kevin, what's one of the best language learning techniques you recommend?
One thing I always encourage my students to do is to pick an episode from a drama or movie.
Oh, I've heard that before.
But the key to this exercise is to use the same episode or movie over and over again. And I mean hundreds of times. When I was studying Japanese seriously, I watched the movie Juni Nin no Yasashi Nihonjin 3 to 4 times a day.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
Number 23. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 24. What is most likely the man's occupation? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
Wait, let me get this straight. So your nationality is Chinese, but you're ethnically Korean?
That's right. I'm Korean Chinese. We are a very small ethnic minority in China. Many of us live in the northeast region of China, bordering North Korea.
Wow, so do you speak both Korean and Chinese?
Yeah. I went to a school for Koreans in China, and we learned both languages there. That's why it was easy for me to learn Japanese, since Korean and Japanese have similar grammar, and Chinese and Japanese share many similar Chinese characters.
So you know 3 of the main Asian languages and English? I'm so jealous.
Number 25. From the conversation, which language does the man probably not speak? Number 26. What is the main topic of this conversation? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Some people are proposing to lower the voting age to 16 because of all the recent political activism by young people these days.
I know that in Argentina, the minimum voting age is 16, but it's completely optional to vote between the ages of 16 and 18. After 18, however, voting becomes compulsory. And when you turn 71, then voting becomes optional again. They have something like a 70% voter turnout rate.
I wonder what the voter turnout is like for the younger generation in Argentina. Here, less than half of young voters turn out to vote.
That's why I doubt changing the voting age would have much of an effect.
Maybe. Who knows? This new generation might surprise you. Number 27. Which of the following did the woman mention about voting in Argentina? Number 28. What is the young voter turnout rate like where the man lives? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. I can't stand my new neighbors. They drive me up the wall.
Oh no, I've heard this before. What did they do this time?
Last month, their sprinklers flooded my yard. 2 weeks ago, I caught them picking the lemons from the lemon tree in our garden without asking. And then just yesterday, they put up a sign for a politician I absolutely hate.
Well, the first two are indefensible, but as for the political sign, how are they supposed to know which politician you like or dislike?
Because I have a sign for his opponent in my yard. Number 29. Which word best describes the man's attitude towards his neighbors? Number 30. Which of the following did the man's neighbors not do? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
This is an important message from the U.S. Forest Service. When visiting one of our national parks, you may come across a black bear. Although this can seem exciting, if the bear rips through your tent to look for food, your carefree camping trip can turn disastrous and even deadly. To avoid black bear encounters, be sure to store trash, food, and scented products like toothpaste in your car's trunk, bear-resistant food containers, or high up in a tree. If you happen to encounter a bear, move away slowly and sideways. This allows you to keep an eye on the bear and avoid tripping. Moving sideways is also non-threatening to bears. Do not run. If possible, get into a vehicle or a secure building. Remember to stay calm. Most bears do not want to attack you. Use your voice to make noise so the bear knows you are a human and not a prey animal. The bear may come closer or stand on its hind legs to get a better look or smell. A standing bear is usually just curious, not threatening. Also, carry bear pepper spray in case you encounter an aggressive bear. This public service announcement was brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service.
Number 31. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 32. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 33. According to the announcement, where should campers keep their food and trash? Number 34. Which of the following action is not recommended in the announcement? Number 35. What does the announcement say about standing bears? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Good evening and welcome to FNC News at 6 o'clock. This is Roger Carlson. For our special feature tonight, we tell the heartbreaking but inspirational story of a local woman whose bed and breakfast was destroyed in the tsunami 10 years ago, how she and her husband managed to rebuild their business and community, and the tragic fishing boat accident that took the lives of all of her family members. It's a story of love, loss, and resilience. Later in the program, we will air our exclusive interview with President Peterson. We asked about her plans to revive the economy, the details on her new Universal Basic Income initiative, and her thoughts on being the first female president. Then, Kate Summers will bring us the weekly forecast and updates on Hurricane Samuel, including the steps you can take to protect yourself and your family. It's always good to be prepared in advance for natural disasters, so you definitely do not want to miss this segment. Finally, Jose Sanchez will round out the hour with today's latest sports scores and highlights. But first, today's breaking story. Major League star and pitcher Jackson Lee was involved in a single car accident today and suffered serious injuries to his arms and legs. He is in serious condition and currently undergoing surgery at UCMA Medical Center. We currently still do not know whether he will make it or not. According to the Mariner County Sheriff Department, the crash occurred a little after 7 a.m. local time on First Street. Authorities are currently on the scene examining the crash site, and officials said it will take several weeks to complete the investigation as to the cause of the crash. Number 36. Which story in the program is covered first? Number 37. What type of news is the special feature? Number 38. Which topic did they ask the president about? Number 39. Which section of the broadcast does the newscaster strongly recommend? Number 40. Which of the following is true about the day's breaking story? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.